T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up a week from tomorrow, it's our Hometown Heroes event. Smokey Robinson, Bob Dylan said, is America's greatest living poet. A Grammy Living Legend awardee, Kennedy Center honors, National Medal of Arts Award by the President of the United States. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Songwriters Hall of Fame, and there's so much more to Smokey Robinson, who joins us on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Smokey, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I am so appreciative of the fact that you've agreed to let us honor you with our Lifetime Achievement Award for the Heroes Night that's coming up a week from Tuesday. Thank you.
Mike, you're appreciative. Well, that's incredible. I'm appreciative, man. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Thank you very much.
You know, and looking at your career, Smokey, the one thing that I noticed, the thread throughout your career, is everything you do to help somebody else, or you do it for love. And it shows through in all of those things.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Even last year when you testified before Congress to try to help artists who weren't getting the residuals that they should prior to 1972, you really put your face out there and were in front of that for others.
Well, you know, it's an important issue, Larry, and it's something that should have been done a long time ago. I was very happy to be involved with that.
Now, a lot of people in Pittsburgh may not be aware that you have this great relationship with us because the love of your life, Frances, is a Pittsburgher.
Oh, she, absolutely. Yeah, she's in Pittsburgh, that's for sure. Yeah. Pittsburgh is a great town, though. I love Pittsburgh.
And you obviously grew up in Detroit, but Detroit has that feel, that home feel back when you were founding Motown with Berry Gordy. The neighborhood, the talent from that neighborhood is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is an unbelievable thing to think that as many of us as did made it in show business to the point where people knew who we were, man, you know, because everybody in our neighborhood could sing, man. We had so many groups and so many people in our neighborhood singing. We had battles and be having battles at the recreation center and on the street corners and places like that for the groups. And it was just an amazing place to grow up, man. And most of those people, you never knew who they were ever.
And one of the things I noticed was that you had talked about how nobody was exclusive, where you couldn't help anyone else, the talent that was gathered there at Motown. And that is true. Maybe the most poignant part is when you wrote My Girl and gave it to the Temps.
Well, Larry, I didn't give it to the Temps, man. If it weren't for the Temps, I probably would never have written My Girl. I wrote My Girl specifically for the Temps and specifically for David Ruffin's voice because I was working on a project for them. And prior to that time, the first hit that they ever had at Motown was a song called The Way You Do the Things You Do, which I had produced on them and written. And I used Eddie Kendricks because they had several lead singers in that group. And I used Eddie Kendricks to sing the lead on The Way You Do the Things You Do. And in lieu of that, all the producers and writers jumped on the Temptations bandwagon, and they started to use Eddie Kendricks to sing all their lead vocals. But I knew that David Ruffin and Paul Williams were in that group, man, who had great voices. In fact, the first record I ever recorded on them, I used Paul Williams to sing in a song called I Want a Love I Can See when they first came to Motown. But, so I knew David and Paul were in that group, and I just wanted to write something for them. So if it weren't for them, I probably would never have written My Girl.
You have been involved in more than 4,000 songs. That's absolutely incredible. So the natural question is, what's your favorite?
How's that the natural question, Larry? I mean, that's an impossible question, yeah, man. If I could tell you what my favorite song was, it would probably be a song I had absolutely nothing to do with. I've been hearing music all of my life, since I was a baby, since I could hear, of all kinds. I grew up in a home where they were playing, my mom was playing blues and gospel, and my sister was playing jazz and classical, and it was an amazing home to grow up in. I had a great dose of music, man. So I have no idea what my favorite song is. And probably, like I said, if I could tell you, it would be a song that I had absolutely nothing to do with. But I can tell you my favorite album. My favorite album of all times is What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, I love that song. You know, we open our show every Friday morning with What's Going On with Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, well, you know, Marvin was my close brother, man. He lived right around the corner from me, and I would go to his house. We were together almost every day of our lives. And I would go to his house, and he was sitting at the piano writing what's going on. He'd say, Smoke, God is writing this album, man. I say, oh, man. He'd say, yeah. He'd say, God, I'm just sitting here, man. I'm a catalyst because God is writing this. And when you listen to it, it's prophecy. It's more poignant today than it was when it came out. So I can believe God wrote it.
Back in the 60s and 70s, a lot of the artists, you had to deal with a lot of racism in this country. And in some ways, things haven't changed too much, unfortunately, but others they have. How did you maintain through that as you rolled through the decades?
Well, it's just something that you have to maintain through, Larry, and especially being a black man. You know, it's what I knew all of my life. So it's been going on ever since I've been on this planet. So, and it's still going on to a certain degree, and it's going on in some high places. You know what I mean? So it's a rough situation, and it's a stupid. I think that of all the emotions that we have as human beings, the most ridiculous, stupid one of them is prejudice against each other because of color or belief or religion or location or just the stupid things that we hold against each other, which are natural things that we were born to be or to live or whatever, you know, and we hold that against each other. It's a stupid, stupid, stupid thing, man, because when it all boils down to it, we are all earthlings, and we're all on this little sphere floating around in space together, and we have nowhere to go right now other than right here. So we need to try to get it together with each other so that we can maintain this planet.
Everything you do, Smoke, has a love theme to it. You spread that, and music really cuts through race, religion. It doesn't matter. And you have done so much to give to people and really have been a healing force in that effort.
Well, Larry, that's beautiful to hear, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, man.
Well, that's one of the reasons we're honoring you with our Lifetime Achievement Award, and you've received so many, and you do so many things. You're an avid golfer, and you have your own wine, too.
Yes. Yes, the wine's a new venture, man, but it's doing really well, and we're going full force at it.
I had a little sampling. I felt it was important that I try it.
Oh, good, man. Larry, you're like me. When I do drink occasionally, I will have some wine. And it's the only alcoholic beverage that I do even like. So occasionally I will have some wine. But when we started this project, I was involved with it, tasting and doing all the things that to come up with the wines that we have, because I didn't want them to just put my name on something and say, okay, well, we'll put your name on this, but it's already here, or we're doing this, and we'll just put your name on it. Because I wanted to be aware of what they were putting my name on, and especially if it was something that I didn't normally do. But, you know, I'll have some of our wine, because we have two vineyards, you know. We actually have a vineyard in Abruzzo, Italy. We have a rosé and a Montepulciano di Abruzzo. We have Santa Barbara, and we do a Chardonnay and a Pinot Noir and a Red Blend out of Santa Barbara. We're very proud of the wines, man, and I am too, because, like I said, I had a hand in from the outset, and they're very good. We're looking forward to doing some great things with the wine.
Well, we're looking forward to honoring you Tuesday night. That'll be March 26th in the new event center at the Rivers Casino. Our Lifetime Achievement Award. Our theme is Love is Stronger Than Hate. Tree of Life Rabbi Jeffrey Myers will do our keynote. And Smokey, we have a special surprise for you, and I can't wait to see you there.
Oh, fantastic, Larry. I can't wait either. Thank you very much.
Go to kdkradio.com/heroes and get your tickets now to see the great Smokey Robinson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.